It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know we have to do radio right now, but I just yelled at Erica. I was kidding. You guys know I don't yell for real.
No, I know. I know you were kidding.
But you were laugh crying right there. You were doing like a...
I responded as Scooby-Doo, which is out of character.
Right. We are looking at a woman who has shared her marriage agreements, seven marriage agreements, and for some reason... they're wickedly controversial.
Yeah. It's an interesting prenup.
This is sort of like a, dare I say, like a controversial ranking, as it were.
Don't.
Like I'm going to do.
Because it doesn't get me as excited.
It's patent
as...
pending. All right.
It's also
careful.
Not a ranking.
It's not patent pending.
Trademark.
Or on. There you go.
Okay. Trademark's coming in.
Okay, Aaron, I'm sorry. All right, I'm just mad at everybody in the room.
Apparently.
Now have I covered every...
Right.
Is this swath got me...
I think we all feel rut-row right now.
Okay, so here's the thing. Tiak is married, so you can speak to these as... Mm-hmm. Would you adopt these into your own life?
Okay.
Aaron's in a relationship, so these could be good things. You're going to get married eventually, barring any tragic things, Erica.
Oh, why do you put that on her? Why would you do that?
I love it. Okay.
And you've been married, so you can tell us if you wish you had adopted
some
these.
Some of these... I don't know. Because here's the thing. I'm always looking for...
a way out?
No.
Rut-row.
Rut-row, indeed. Wow. No, just like tips. Like Tiak has... He and Ahak have this relationship that defies... I don't know. You guys are just super happy and super compatible and just like... And I don't think...
And what do you think of the rest of our relationships? Because...
Well, first off, he's... No, I mean, I think Aaron's in a newer relationship.
Yeah.
You and your fiancé are new enough and you're so excited about all the changes that have happened around you.
Yeah.
Like, you're exploring life in a new city and like now you're newly engaged and you're planning a wedding.
And they have a puppy. And
yeah, like... so you have all these new things to explore that you haven't had time to get down into the rut that kills relationships.
Perfect.
Do you know what I mean?
How do we try to keep it?
No, I don't think yours will. And I don't think, because like, just if nothing else, just grab Tiak and Ahak and go out and go, how do you guys do it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We kind of did that the other day.
We kind of did, yeah.
We're becoming very good friends.
You know that I've made it a rule on the show that we're not allowed to
do it. I know
that.
It upsets you.
All right. Here are the controversial marriage agreements. Agree or disagree, and you can also sound off at 303-222-5423. This one is weird. Spousal political alignment. Like, they have agreed that their political position right now will never change.
Yeah, that's
I don't
dumb.
Think that's possible.
No.
We all change and evolve.
And so do the political parties change and evolve. And it's all of a sudden these guys are doing that. And you're like, what is what? Nope. I'm not that anymore. What are you guys? Like, what? But they are writing it down and they are agreeing.
That sounds like just accepting death. Because if you don't evolve, you die.
But also, I just want to say, and I don't want to get political here.
No.
But I've talked about it. Like on the apps, it's like, if you like this guy, if you don't like this person, and you're like, I've been in relationships with people who I don't align with politically and it.
But were they recent?
We are just super heightened right now.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why, who cares? Like, it doesn't have to be the end of your.
Yeah. To me, this is like very shallow. I think political alignments perhaps will change, like you're saying, but I think you have to have the same values. I think that's like a different word. I think you have to share values, especially if you're going to raise children together. You want to be on the same page. So I think like political party just seems way too shallow.
Yeah.
Which is why this doesn't work for me because I don't have a party. Like I'm not registered either way. I would never. I think they're all crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you could still have your own values,
right. 100%.
To bring to a relationship. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
So that's probably a better way to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. So we hate that one. Good.
We hate that one so far. Income parity requirement. Both must earn equally at all times.
This doesn't make sense because I can't control if I get a raise or if my husband gets a raise or if someone gets laid off.
Exactly.
Like, you can't just go, well, we have this agreement. We got to make 50-50.
I think maybe what you should do is participation in our joint finances parity.
But don't you think it's always in the same way, evolving?
Yeah.
Maybe we have three kids and one of us decides to stay home. Ding dong. What are you going to do then?
You're right. Yeah. Because even though they do this once a year where it's like, on Mother's Day, mothers would earn $4 million. It's like, yeah, but you're doing simultaneous jobs and you're not full-time at any of them.
Right.
So, but I will say what a stay-at-home parent, mother or father, does has no, like, you couldn't put a price on it.
No.
It's worth way more than anybody in this room earns.
Yeah, but it's just like, if you're both equally involved and invested in making things work, I like that better. But yeah, I agree. 50-50 is like, how do you even, you can't control that at all.
It feels.
So we hate three out of three of these, or two out of three. Okay. We're about to, the third one is the one that I'm all in on, and for obvious reasons. There's a marriage expiration every 7 years.
How unromantic.
It's not unromantic.
I like you now. I'm going to spend all this money to have a wedding, but in 7 years, let's reconsider.
Not reconsider, re-up. It's like a contract. You go in and you go, I want to keep doing this. It gives you a reason, because it's not, I think, especially for men, they're like, I got her, and now I don't have to take care. I don't have to like buy her flowers anymore. I got her buying flowers, but I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to, I got her being fit and yummy, but now I don't have to do that anymore. So if like every 7 years, you know your contract's coming up, like you get at, like, or you just stay after it. Am I crazy? Like, I'm not crazy.
Isn't it the opposite that you think I'm married, so I better keep this going? Like, I better keep her happy because this is my wife. This is, I chose her to be my wife.
This is exactly why T-Hack and A-Hack have a very successful, happy marriage. And Slacker, you have had two divorces.
No, I don't think this is why, because this wasn't on the table, but I think this would work.
You, in my opinion of what you're saying, you have a way out.
Yeah.
You should not have a way out with marriage. It should be one and done.
It's
right?
It's a big choice.
You have to work for it.
I agree. And I think if this is at 7 years, what happens year 4.5 where you're like, I don't know if I'm feeling it. You know what? I'll just ride it out.
Right.
Now it's not every 7. Now it's every 4. Like it starts trickling back to me. Like, I agree with what Aaron's saying. And now you're just like, I'll just get out at the next
stop. Get out the next literally stop. Yeah.
Said the two people who got out at the stop on Manitou.
That's different.
I did not make a commitment to live my life at Manitou.
You kind of did.
I made a commitment.
The show, you were the only person who was supposed to make it up.
Well, too bad. I'm more comfortable committing my life to my fiance than I am anything else.
All right. Well, we're only 3 in out of 7, and we will continue this riveting list. Apparently, I'm wrong about everything. I know. Two divorces. The rest of the controversial marriage agreements next.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, so we've got the 7 controversial marriage agreements, and so far we're 0-3 in the room of married or soon-to-be married people.
I think that this list is not looking at marriage as like an actual thing that you do because you love someone. It's like, I had a checklist and they matched the checks. And so this is how I'm going to live my life.
Can we look at it like, I think this is the way they looked at it. They've got friends who went through a divorce and these are the things that caused it. So they're like, let's agree up front. Like eventually he became, which always happens, men get old and become very Republican. Women become more Democratic because men are like, I want my money. And women are like, I want to do social stuff.
Well, that's
and
like, where they went wrong, because that's not the couple or the relationship you're in.
But I'm saying, they're saying we have to stay the same political party because we like each other now. So stay this way. We right now we're making the same amount of money. If you start making more money, I'm going to feel less valued. So like, we got to find a way to always make the same amount of money. I agree. That one's just stupid.
I'd be so thrilled if my husband started making a lot just more money than me.
Like, right? Who
I'd be
would
like,
it?
Party!
Let's go. Like, I'll just, yes.
Let's go on vacation.
The next one is marriage expires every 7 years. I tried to make a case for this, but got shot down by all three of you.
I think you start shopping before your seven is up.
Yeah.
I think it's just like sports. When the free agent, you know the contract summer's coming up, and it's like, he's talking to other teams.
And like, to be fair, I understand that divorces happen, but if you have that, could be up in 7 years, like, you're just giving yourself an out, and I hate that.
I like what Aaron said.
The next one is emotional labor audits. So...
This. It says log and track mental and relationship work, like emotional support and household tasks, to ensure equal effort. Emotional support feels like something you should just do.
But if you don't log it, then I'm not for this one, because I do think now you've made your relationship transactional.
Yeah.
That's where I'm stuck. Yeah. I appreciate that they're aware of it and want to be supportive and equal with it, but logging and tracking it makes it feel very petty.
Now we also just like are CPAs.
But who do you think does more in your relationship from an emotional standpoint, Erica?
Oh, you know the answer to this, and that's why you're asking. For sure, my fiance.
Right.
Because he, yeah.
So you don't want to be tracked because you'd see how lopsided it is.
No, I was thinking about, and I'm curious, T-Hack, I almost said T-Hack and Aaron, I'm so sorry, T-Hack and A-Hack, when there's kids, it tends to bobble the other way. So it's like, it would be nice if it was more equal.
So you think the maternal instinct will kick in and you'll start carrying the weight?
With kids. I don't like the way you're judging me.
I know. Hey, you guys have hit me with a divorce hammer like 40 times since we started talking about this. I'm allowed.
Yeah.
Who carries the emotional weight in your relationship, or is it equal?
I'm a little confused. Forgive me. Are we talking about like with the kids or with our...
I think it's within the two of you.
The two of us, you know?
It doesn't say kids
But it also
yet.
Says household tasks, which is where I looped in kids.
My wife carries the emotional...
Sorry. What?
Sometimes the studio just makes a sound. That was just a man laughing for no reason.
Sorry. I don't like that one.
I didn't like that either.
Because I'm definitely more needy, so she has to like support me as I'm... dramatic,
I guess,
all the time.
I love this because in our relationships, it's different. In mine, the guy carries more weight and his the woman. So it's not, you know.
You're just very strange. That's a whole other show that we can just devote to what a saint your fiance is. There's a couple more. I don't know if this one's going to get us all off track here. Oh, a temporary marriage suspension is part of the 7 controversial marriage agreements. Either spouse can call a one-time 3-month timeout. Once every 3 years if things get tense.
3 months?
Yeah.
You could have a new family by then.
Yeah. So if you're doing, you're renewing every 7 years, but in those 7 years, you get 2 3-month breaks within it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
We've lost the plot.
Yeah, I agree.
But would you ever want it?
No, there's no, you either break up or you're together.
Yeah.
I'm never on board with breaks.
Was that like a poetry snap?
I was snapping. I was into what he said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Breaks.
So you don't.
What do they mean?
You don't think there's ever a place where you should take a break rather than break up?
Not a 3-month. If it's like, oh man, we've really been on each other's backs. What is that saying? We've been at each other's throats for several weeks.
Throats
maybe we need a weekend.
Yeah. I don't want a break from that, actually. Sounds like things are great.
Oh my God.
Two more. And we already know Aaron's in on this one. Full partner surveillance. I'm a hard no. You either trust me or you don't.
You assumed.
Yeah.
No, it's
I'm
full
not
partner
important.
For both ways. It's full partner both ways. Like, I don't need to know where you're at. I trust you or I don't.
Full partner? Full surveillance both ways.
Yeah. Full, like, both partners, I would assume that's
I
what it means.
I do believe in safety of having his
safety.
Location.
Yeah.
And he has mine. And if I was out on a walk and I didn't come home for 3 hours, he better check my location and go, is she dead?
pack?
We don't share our locations, good. But I think I would because I have not.
You do not want her to see.
There's no.
He does not want her to see.
Like, I don't.
Culver's Quick Trip. No. It's just like boing 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 boing.
But there's
boing.
No. The only surprise is the quantity, not like where I'm going. It's just like that often. But I think to me, it's like I will leave my phone. She will leave her phone laying. Yeah. And it's, oh, my text. Who texted me? Like that's.
Yeah.
That's absolutely fine. Because there's nothing to hide. So
what would you do if you guys were sitting there, her phone went boop and then she set it down face down?
What would I do?
Yeah. Does that make you feel weird?
No.
Because
no.
I think it makes No,
we're sitting down talking together.
That's kind.
Yeah, it's you're paying attention to me, not your phone.
Okay.
Sometimes I say who you text.
Exactly. That's exact. Like, okay.
And when he was planning the proposal, there were times he was next to me texting my best friend. He had her saved under a different name and he would lie. Or he was texting my parents the night before.
Mm.
But I trust him.
Yeah.
Where's the laughing
man? Dark side of Dane. The last one is a lifetime marriage only clause. If you choose to get a divorce, you can never marry anybody else.
I don't agree, because what if they cheat?
You're already throwing your first agreement away because you're like, well, we're not married anymore. Yeah. So why would you stick to an agreement after the fact?
Yeah, that one's weird to me. Because I usually have the next wife picked out on my...
Really? And where is she? We've been waiting.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.